Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did someone you live with bring home something unexpected? 206
Who would do something as crazy
rock.
As that?
Not me.
No, never.
Katie from DuPont, tell us what your brother-in-law liked to bring home.
Oh my gosh, when my brother-in-law was alive, he was a feral cat magnet. Every cat in the radius of their house would show up and he would feed them.
Oh, I thought this was like a euphemism for the ladies or something like that. Okay, so we're talking about actual cats.
Yeah, no, none of that involved. So my sister-in-law would get so mad.
So what would she do then? Would she try and find them new homes, or did they end up just becoming like the crazy cat family?
Well, she refused to feed them, but then he would go behind her back and feed them secretly in the yard.
Oh, then they'll never leave.
Right. So for years, she was like, why are these damn cats still here? And he's like, well, I don't know. And so for years, this was going on. Well, when he passed a few years ago, she stopped feeding these cats. Well, they kept one morning, she said, Katie, I woke up one morning, and there were like cats yowling on my front porch demanding food, and I felt guilty. So I had to feed them.
Uh-oh. Oh, so now she's the crazy feral cat lady.
Well, almost. So that started to dwindle down. But my niece, now the cats are finding my niece's house. And she has 6 cats that she's feeding. So we think it's a hereditary gene.
It sounds like it.
Kate, that's how like my daughter wants to feed any animal that's anywhere near our house. And I'm like, no, because she left little treats for these raccoons.
Oh, yeah.
And now every morning, we see it on our Ring cam, these raccoons just walk by our driveway looking for the treats.
They love that stuff.
Yes.
They love that stuff.
How about this text message at 206? 6803 Rock. My roommate and coworker brought home an illegal deadly snake to our apartment. I open the door. I hear this crazy mean hissing sound. I look at him and I'm like, what the F is that? He told me that was an exotic snake that has enough venom to kill everyone in the apartment complex twice over. So I'm like, well, why do you have this thing? He says, oh, I'm going to sell it for twice what I paid for it and get some new crap for the place. But I didn't sleep well for a few days. And Nick, I still hate you for that.
Oh, my! I would sleep in my car. There's no chance.
I had a roommate. Not as bad as that, but I remember I came home and we had a random dog in our house, and it was a pit bull, and it was a rescue. It was like a foster thing, but this was like clearly this dog was not in a good home.
Aww.
And it was very skittish and very kind of on edge, and like, you know, over several months, fell in love with the dog, and it was a great relationship. But at first, and this is my stoner days, and I'd be like stoned on the couch, and this dog's just staring at me, and I'm like, this dog is gonna kill me. I'm like, bro, this dog is gonna kill. He's like, no, it's not, just feed it. And I'm like scared to feed it. Finally I did feed it, and then it was like my best friend.
Aww.
But at first I was like, I don't know if I can handle this. I'm way too paranoid and stoned for this kind of a dog.